page 135. D. Welcome to Bollywood.
How many of the films you have seen lately are Hollywood productions? Most of them, probably. The majority of films shown at Norwegian cinemas are American, and nearly all of them are made in Hollywood. However, the world's biggest producer of films is India, not America. Bollywood in Mumbai is India's equivalent of Hollywood, and approximately 1,000 films are made there every year. The name Bollywood is derived from Hollywood and the first letter of the old name for Mumbai, Bombay. Songs and dancing are the distinctive features of Bollywood films. Nearly all of the films made in the film capital of the world contain at least a couple of dance scenes and often a dozen or more. A typical Bollywood film is 3 to 4 hours long, and the actors normally speak Hindi. Let us visit a Bollywood film school and meet a couple of the students there. At a Bollywood acting school. Roshan Taneja School of Acting in Mumbai is considered to be one of the leading schools of acting in India. Tanvi, Ketan and Ashish are three of the students there.
Basically, I am a model, but I want to gradually take it from modeling to acting. It's common in India for people to first try their luck in modeling, and if they do well, they want to go on to the next step, which is acting. That's why I am attending this acting school. All the films are in Hindi, and for me personally, what I find most challenging is diction. You see, the Hindi we speak is quite different from the way it's supposed to be spoken. We normally speak more of a slang language, whereas the language spoken in movies is purer. One of the things we do here as part of the training is make up situations. They have to be borrowed from real life, so there is an element of realism in them. They are, of course, make-believe situations, but you have to feel that you are a part of it. Sometimes the situations we come up with get rejected because they don't make sense. Your partner is also very important. If you don't have a partner who's doing a good job and isn't reacting the way you want him to react, it becomes a mess. Every day we get a new situation and it's good exposure to go through them. There is a lot of dancing in Bollywood films, and the first 4 weeks we did something called movement. They just played music and they asked you to move your body to get comfortable with the music and get a rhythm in your body. After 4 weeks, they slowly started to introduce a bit of choreography. Every Bollywood movie has at least 4 dancing songs, and a good actor is expected to master the art of dancing before being a part of a Bollywood film. I guess in Bollywood, if there's something you cannot express through a dialogue, you break into a song. People are really keen on watching dance performances. I would like to do films in which the roles are meaningful and you can showcase your talent and acting ability. It could be low-budget films, as long as they have a good plot and good substance. A lot of meaningful cinema is now being made in Bollywood, and there's a lot of scope to showcase your talent.
I was actually looking for a job, but nothing came my way. I wanted to channel my energy in some way or another, and I had heard a lot of good things about this school, so I went ahead and enrolled myself. I've learned a lot, and my Hindi has improved. Something important I've learned here is that a lot of dramatic stuff needs to be cut out. The motto of the school is, just do it, don't act. So I tried to keep it simple. I really hope to work as a film actor, and hopefully in films that deal with some form of human element, rather than song and dance and the masala, which is a mixture of all the Indian elements. I'd rather see myself in serious films. I'm pretty confident about my abilities, and I believe I can make it someday.
Acting has been my passion for a long time. I've had some training in theatre before, but I haven't done much work on camera. That's why I'm here. We are given monologues, and we prepare them before they are shot on camera. Then there's a review session after each video recording, and Professor Tanja then gives us feedback. That's a tremendous help. There is a huge talent pool which is increasing every day. I think the reason for this is that in the old days, acting in films was not considered a good thing. But that taboo doesn't exist anymore. People are okay if their kids say that they want to become an actor. These days, the competition is extremely tough, but the good thing is that more and more avenues are opening up. There are hundreds of TV channels in India now, and each one has its own programming and TV series. So that's a huge avenue in addition to films and theatre. It is going to be difficult to find work, but I feel confident that when I graduate from this school, at least I will be good at my craft, and that should help me stand out in the crowd and get good assignments. In order to become a good actor, one has to develop many different skills. It's important to have control over your body and senses and be able to use them in the situation you're in a given scene. Growing your general life experience, like observing people around you, reading as much as possible, and meeting all kinds of people is also important. This will be reflected in your performances, I believe, because you'll have a huge collection of experiences. And of course, you'll need the craft you learn at a good acting school like this one. Personally, I find dancing a bit of a challenge. Dancing is something that doesn't come naturally to me, but it's fun and it also helps you as an actor. I had some inhibitions and wasn't as free bodily as I should be, but the dancing helped me to free up more. Initially, Indian films may seem very alien to people in Norway, but they are a lot of fun and they are wholesome family entertainment. Most of them are films that you and your mum and dad can watch together. I am sure people in Norway would enjoy a typical Bollywood film and also the song and dance in it. I will be trying my best to get good and meaningful assignments that I enjoy doing and to make a mark on the scene and not be just one amongst the crowd, but one out of the crowd.